Welcome back. I'm Rick Newman with Yahoo Finance. Another important element of a healthy workplace is the ability to save for retirement. Joining us now to talk about that is Representative Fred Keller. He's a Republican from Pennsylvania. Welcome, Representative Keller.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Rick, and discuss such an important issue. And you know, I want to thank the Bipartisan Policy Committee's Funding Our Future Coalition and Yahoo Finance for inviting me to participate in today's discussion on the importance of workplace.
You are a co-sponsor of a bill in Congress that a lot of Americans probably hadn't heard of because we've been hearing so much about the Build Back Better legislation. But there's a bill that's known in the shorthand as Secure 2.0. Can you just tell us what that bill would do?
Well, what it does is it gives a lot of updates to the ERISA language or law that was passed back in the 70s. Because we know our workforce is much different. We save differently for retirement than we did, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. So the importance of it is it allows employers to have incentives to get people to participate in the employer-sponsored programs, 401ks and so on. And excuse me. And an important thing I think to look at is what it does for matching contributions. And, you know, I don't know if you want me to talk a little bit more about that. But there's a huge issue with, of course, we know student debt. And when people that have entered the workforce from college are starting out, they have, of course, student loans to repay and aren't able to save maybe for retirement. And knowing the value of money over time and what it means, the sooner that people can start saving and have those retirement accounts set up, the better off they're going to be when it comes to retirement age. And this would allow money that students pay to repay student loans to go for matching for the employer. Say you have an employee that has paid off their student loans and start and contributing to the 401k. The employer does the match. This allows the employer to use or to count the money that people are using to repay student loans as contributions so that they can match and start retirement savings earlier for employees.
And what's the level of bipartisan support for that? And what about the business community? Do you have groups like the U.S. Chamber of Congress behind you on this?
Yeah, we've actually done a lot of work on this. And we have from both sides of the aisle. You know, we've been working with on the Democrat side, Rep. Susan Wild, Lucy McBath, and Workforce Protections Chairwoman Alma Adams. So we've got great support for this. And also looking toward the business community, there's a lot of support and from employers because they understand the importance of making sure that their workforce is secure. And, a workforce that feels good about the future is one that's going to be more productive and engaged in anything they're doing.
So that's one provision of the Secure 2.0 Act, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And there are a couple others that are important. One would, I think it would automatically opt people into retirement plans instead of allowing them to choose. So the default would be opt in rather than opt out. Is that another one? And what else is in that overall bill?
Well, of course, that's in there. And it also, there's things in the bill that allow employers to give incentives to get people to start saving, you know, whether it be and again, not large incentives, but, you know, nominal, gift cards, that kind of stuff, things to get people introduced into and start participating in the savings. And it deals with a lot of the education of this, because I learned at a very young age that money doesn't come with instructions. And anything we can do to help educate, the people entering the workforce, people are really smart and thoughtful. It's just a matter of giving them the information and getting them introduced to the benefits of what they can realize over their work career. And this incentivizes that and updates the laws to allow those things to happen. So the last time anything was updated was 1997 as far as disclosure and the dollar threshold for automatic distributions by plans to participants. So there's a lot of things that we're looking at that really will update this and make it effective for the workforce that we have, the more flexible workforce, quite frankly, that we have today that maybe we didn't have 50 years ago.
So you said there's bipartisan support for this, and my understanding is earlier this year there was some hope there could be bipartisan legislation that would actually pass and President Biden would sign into law. That has not happened. Did the Build Back Better legislation kind of get in the way of that? And what are the prospects for this actually becoming law in 2022?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that sort of got moved ahead of doing this, unfortunately, because this is an important issue and should be an important issue to everybody. And it is. It's just there's things that got put ahead. Build Back Better, some of the American Recovery Plan, got put in there. So we've had a couple of those things, the infrastructure. So those were a couple items that sort of went in ahead of this. I'm pretty optimistic as we get into 2022 that we can put the support behind this and really the more time and more opportunity we have to get this out in front of our constituents and discuss it with our colleagues. I think our chance for success in the upcoming year to get the Secure 2.0 on the books is pretty positive.
There are some Democrats, their approach to student loans is student loan forgiveness. This now Democrats are kind of divided on this, whether you should do it at all, and if you should do it, what the threshold should be. They have not been able to get that into legislation this year. That sounds like kind of a competing idea for how to address the student loan burden. Do you see that effort kind of going away and being replaced by the more modest but perhaps also more pragmatic types of ideas you're talking about here in Secure 2.0?
I would actually think that would be a positive step for us to put the Secure 2.0 and look for other opportunities for our students entering the workforce. This to me is a thing that I think everybody can get behind because it's incentivizing people to save, and it's not. And the important part about this is it's not something where the government has to come up with money to put into this like you would have to in forgiveness and so forth. And looking at where we are, just increasing the debt limit, that just got done, another $2 trillion. This is something that would not cause us to have to do that because we wouldn't be the ones, funding this. It would be students repaying their loans. And quite frankly, employers would be helping out by helping save for retirement income, which to me, over the long haul, I think is really a sustainable model when we look at what's happening when you talk about Social Security and some of the other programs. And this would be a great way to take care of young workers and not just their retirement, but also their student loan debt.
Something to watch for in 2022. Representative Fred Keller, Republican of Pennsylvania, thank you for spending some time with us.
Rick, I really appreciate the opportunity to be discussing what's happening here in Washington, D.C., and I look forward to doing everything we can to get this across the finish line in 2022.